Good morning, tribe. I am out for a walk. Well, actually, I was running, if y'all are wondering, but I did my run this morning. I'll just tell you, it's hot and humid. Like, I'm going to turn around. This is a long, sunny walk on this side. I'm going back to my house. So, and while y'all are getting in here, I'll just let you know that, as usual, Nashville had about a week of spring. We went from 60s to 90s. Like almost overnight. So there you go. I want to talk about asking for help. I think that this is just a topic that's good to talk about at any time in our life, but even right now, I want to, I'm kind of watching threads and stuff, and here's what I want to say. And when, like, you know, right now we're going through a lot as a country, our women of color in our group. You know, we had our call last night. I want to tell you guys, I think that it is great that you guys want to ask for help and know what to, like how do I talk and what do I change and all this other stuff. But here's what I want to caution you on. When we release the call, I want you to listen to how exhausted they are and how much time they're spending. Like, they want change. And I will tell you, some of them are like, giddy up. Yes, finally, you know, let's do this. I'm, you know, and we're in a special place in our membership because, you know, we all do feel, I think there's a, I don't know if we all feel connected, but we have a commonality. There's, you know, we are a community. And if you're in this community, you know, everybody finds their place in it. And so what I want to tell you is what I always tell my team. Well, let me just finish my first thought is, if you're going to ask for help on, you know, what books to read or, you know, do you want to be called Black? Do you want to be called African American or whatever? I want you to first ask yourself, like, this is such good coaching work for all of you in your own self-reflection. Why am I asking? And for some of you, you will tell yourselves, I truly want to know. Ask yourself the next question. Why do I truly want to know? And just make sure that you're not asking because you're afraid you're going to be wrong. And that you're afraid you're going to say the wrong thing. Now, I think it's legit and valid. I have been going through the same myself. But I want you to be aware of how often you are seeking external advice, trying to find the right things to say and the right things to think so that you don't, so that you people please or whatever. This is like good work for you just in general in your life. So anytime you're asking, like, anytime you're asking the questions, the first thing is like, ask yourself from where inside is that coming from? And part of it is from, like, I'm going to tell you, a lot of you are asking from like this, from love and stuff, but you're also asking from fear. And unrecognized fear in you, it festers and it manifests itself in other areas of your life. This is such a good opportunity for a lot of you to, like, just acknowledge how often you're seeking to know what is the right thing to do so you don't screw up and that you don't do this. Because what I notice is what I have worked with my team on a lot is, I mean, they have to work for me and I'm not easy to work for because I expect a lot of mistakes because I want them screwing up more than I want them asking me fucking questions all the time and wanting me to make the decisions. I'd rather them be wrong and me tell them what to do and then be okay with me telling them it was wrong than to sit around and be the person who sanctions every single decision. That's hard. And I want you to think about our women of color. Some of them will want to help you and that is their choice. Some of them will not. And that is also their choice. And it is upon us to not be offended by any of it and to realize they get to decide. So here's how I teach my team. Before you ask a question, you cannot put something in my inside our business Slack unless you give me the solution first. That means that you have gone and you have read something. You have looked it up. You have used the Googles, whatever it is. And then you tell me what it is you need an answer on. And then you always tell me what you think you should do. You always have to come up with something. A lot of times you just end up by going out and looking. You learn the answer. And then a lot of times what you do is you practice the skill of being wrong and learning faster. rather than sitting back and waiting to see. So, like, even when you guys, when you're asking about all this stuff, and when you're even asking about, like, questions about the hunger scale and stuff, I watch a lot of you ask questions and, like, I just don't know what my two is. Did anybody else struggle with that? I want you to think about what a poorly worded question for you that is. That's saying, hey, I need to find all the people out there who struggle and agree with me that it's hard, versus I'm struggling with the hunger scale. Here are the things I've tried. What do y'all think? Should I try these things? Put your brain to work on solving your problems, not trying to find people who agree with them or like agree that it's hard or it's difficult. And don't sit around and like just want other people to do the work for you. Now, I think sometimes if you want a recipe, you know, I think those are the times when we are like, hey, like, this is a great question to post and just get other people's feedback. But more times than not, I think we all do a lot of sitting back, worrying we're doing it wrong, going out into the world, finding someone to assure us and give us the right thing to do so that we get to look good and that we don't have to feel bad. What ends up happening is you deny yourself inner confidence. You deny yourself resiliency to keep pursuing. Like the skills of that you guys always want, like, I just want to believe I can lose weight, or I just want to feel confident, I just want these things. When you're doing that, you're denying yourself all of the exercises are being wrong and asking questions and coming up with ideas and stuff. That's how you get confident. You don't get confidence because you do it right. You get confidence because you keep going until you get it right. When your brain starts making the connection that you're not giving up, it acts more boldly. So I just wanted to talk about it this morning because I was watching a thread, and I know we're all coming, like we're coming at this, like, all right, saddle up, let's do it. But I just want to make sure that we understand that there, it's what I teach you guys when it comes to relationships. You guys can request anything you want, but they also get to say no. Whether that's our women of color or whatever, or your husbands or your spouses and your partners, your kids, anybody. I want you to just remember, you know, some people just, like, they're tired. They may not want, like, when you're, like, relying on them for information and you're relying on them for, you know, to feel better and stuff. People in our lives, all around us, they're not always wanting to do that work for you. So I just want us all to remember that and have some compassion. Let me see what you guys are. Oh, y'all know I ain't got my glasses on. This is going to be fun. Just want to make sure there's no question before I get out of here. Well, that's names. I could tell that. This was the best business advice I received in my life. Propose the solution you want or think is right when you ask the question. I have never connected the dots to applying that to my personal life. It is. It's such a good exercise. All right, I'm going to just keep this short. Our recording from last night is dropping today. So if you missed last night's coaching call, it was so good. It was a lot of stuff about, I mean, it was a lot of things, but one of the things that I loved about it is that we talked a lot about feeling like shit on purpose. And that's something that I think a lot of us are afraid to do, but it is a skill to be able to choose feelings that don't feel good and do them on purpose rather than resisting them, and then just basically sacrificing yourself because you don't want to feel something. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Podcasting with the fabulous Kathy Hartman today, and I will be working on the July camp workbook. I have decided to teach new things this year, even though I rewrote all of camp in October. I have different things I want to teach. So working on that today for you guys. And y'all have a good one. Enjoy summer. Here we are. Have a good day. Bye, y'all.